OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
What's going on, everybody? And I am definitely here in the house. Yeah, you know your boy T'Angelo is back. Yes, this is my second show back with EOTM. Been on hiatus a little bit, but you know I have to come back and do what it do. And EOTM Radio is where it goes down. And I have come back with vengeance. So you guys definitely want to stay connected. And for those who remember my last show, Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, this show is going to be just an upgrade from that one. I mean, what can I say? It's a new year with a new show. We got the new website. We have new successes to conquer. It's going down. So what's new? Well, things won't be way too different, but with the Kicker Spot, we will still discuss entrepreneurship. We will still discuss Hollywood gossip. We will still discuss higher education, vacationing, planning, goal setting, corporate success, all that stuff, whatever else I happen to conjure up. But with the help of EOTMblog.com, the Celebrity Hub will cover the entertainment news and, like I said, some of the Hollywood gossip. And I say some of it because some of it be doing way too much, and I'm not trying to get into it. You heard? So one of the new additions to the show, though, which I'm quite excited, is to bring you Buddha. Buddha the Voice. He is a celebrity voice impersonator, and he definitely brings out a slew of entertaining and really fun characters. So it's going to be awesome. We also going to have, like I said, the Celebrity Hub. We have a handful of new sounds, like the new the new theme song and everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I would say with Buddha's gifts and his talent, we are definitely going to be all splitting our stomachs laughing because he definitely keeps you going. But we're going to hear more about Buddha and talk with him a little later on this evening. So I mentioned the theme song. What do you guys think? The new theme song. Are you in love? The new opening of the show? I personally think it's awesome. I'm in love with it, truly in love. So what you guys can do is definitely give me a call and tell me what you think at 718-664-6543. And for those who are at home listening via the internet, if you happen to be abroad still driving in and don't want to miss a show, you can also listen to the radio show via the phone by calling the same radio line, 718-664-6543. And by doing so, you can just hear it, you know, through your phone, hook it up to the car, through the auxiliary cord, and you can be set to go. And if you happen to want to call in, you dial the same number and just press option number one. So anyhow, I'm thinking that I might want to play that opening music again for those who are just tuning in. Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of in love with it. But I will take this moment to give a great thank you to G, a.k.a. The Genius, and Studio Math. I mean, the process of putting this soundbite together and the theme music was such a great and awesome experience. So I want to say thanks, Studio Math. You guys were bomb for that. So let's take this moment and play that theme song once again, just in case you missed it.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kicker Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Alrighty, you guys, that's what's up. So I don't know. I just can't get enough. What do you guys think? Well, go, if you don't want to give a call in right now, you can stop T'Angelo.com, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com, and post your thoughts in my guest book. And you can also feel free to peruse around the site. There's some great pictures with me and a plethora of different celebrities. You can see me and our girl Carla B doing some interviews with celebrity folks and things and such and whatnot. Again, that was T'Angelo.com. You can definitely take a moment to go there and post your thoughts. I can't forgive you guys. I'm back. I can't believe it. I'm back. This is so much fun. I'm really super excited. Unfortunately, actually, while we were playing that last song, I had got a message I just saw from our segment host, Buddha, stating that he actually is going to be unavailable this evening. Something just pulled him away. So, unfortunately, we were greatly, excitedly looking forward to hearing from him and his many celebrity voices. But we're going to have to postpone for the evening. We'll make it do. I promise you won't even notice. We'll fill up with some more interesting, mad, cool fun. So anyhow, there are a few other new elements to the show, but we will get to all that a little bit later.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the Kickin' Spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the Kickin' Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The Kickin' Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to let me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot.
The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birthday.
The Kickin' Spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
So let's see what's going on, you guys. We have newsworthy. I was looking through the news and trying to figure out what was worthy of me actually reading and being paying attention to. Well, last week you may have heard the story of Tiger Woods' ex-wife, you know, curious at the time decision. Her decision to knock down a $12 million mansion. Well, at first it seemed, at a glance, rather conspicuous, you know, weird. Like, you know, display, like maybe she's trying to show off her money, like, oh, I got so much money, I can just demolish a mansion and build a brand new one. I mean, hell, a divorce from Tiger Woods, it would seem, you know, a couple of gifts would just keep going and going in a brand new mansion. Why not? But I know I was wild. I was like, really? I mean, did you dislike the house so much that you just wanted to erase and start over? I mean, really, who does that? $12 million just erase and start over? Or maybe she's just trying to upstage the Joneses down the street. Maybe she's just new to the neighborhood, you know? Well, not so much. It turns out that there was a pretty good reason for having the North Palm Beach, Florida estate demolished. And apparently reports are they had termites. So you're telling me the termites ate up the $12 million home so bad that you got to get rid of it? You can't just patch it up a little bit of patchwork? Well, anyhow, I guess a report from People Magazine indicated that that 1920s-era mansion fell short of a couple of current hurricane safety codes, and that combined with the termite infestation was enough to warrant blasting it down to the sand. And I have no idea if you guys take a look at the pictures, you'll see when the house is demolished, you can kind of really notice how close to the ocean that house is. And I know if it wasn't passed in hurricane safety codes, I know I personally would need to maybe erase and start over as well. I mean, if it's a great location, might as well make it work. So that's what it is. Another interesting story that I saw in the news, which I thought was quite peculiar. I didn't even know this was like a conversation that America was having. But the question is, should Sesame Street teach kids about breastfeeding? I mean, when you say teach them, I'm sure they're not talking about showing them examples, but just the fact that it happens and it's a natural part of life. Well, no doubt about it, you know, breastfeeding is apparently a controversial causes controversy. I'm sorry, I'm getting all wrapped up, you guys. It causes controversy. And in 2011, a judge ruled that a woman couldn't do it in his court and under his law. He just went ahead and said, no, you can't breastfeed in the courthouse. Out of the question. And so you know what happened after that, y'all? Facebook went in and deleted thousands of photos of mothers with babies at their breasts. Huh. Apparently, there's also stores that have thrown women out for discreetly nursing their infants. Angry moms and mothers protest at places like Target. Okay, like Target, I can't, you know, like a little Target. And any, now it's kind of funny because any magazine that shows nursing and mothers, you know, covered up, that, you know, just kind of doesn't really spark outrage, you know. And it's for the fact that women on the cover of like a fitness magazine has less clothing on and she's showing more breast than a mother who is typically, you know, breastfeeding the child and nursing. But we have an issue with the mother. And I know I personally, I haven't really seen a person who has been breastfeeding and has the breasts just all kind of hanging out there. You know, they're usually very respectable about it. I know some parents are pushing for breastfeeding back into public television, specifically on places like Sesame Street. And, you know, it's like, well, why would you guys not? I mean, I don't understand the problem. It's just nursing. I've never felt like someone just, you know, was rudely or just belligerent about that whole process. I would like to see what you guys think about that one. So give me a call, 718-664-6543. I know there's a bunch of mothers out there, so you guys should definitely hit me up and let me know what you guys' thoughts are about that. I mean, if you do the breastfeeding, how do you approach it? Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's not? And how do you go about it, you know, during times when you have to take care of that, you know? When you're out in public, do you have to kind of seclude yourself from the group or – I mean, that's interesting. How does that work for yourself? I'd like to hear you. 718-664-6543. Now, again, I say if it's done very discreetly, I don't see the issue. That's just me because I know the women always had an extra blanket that they throw over their shoulder. You would think it's kind of like a shawl or something. And, I mean, like I said, I don't recall a time I've seen anyone who's just out there being very derogatory in public with the nursing. So while reading this, I have to go ahead and pull a couple of quotes from other people who had posted on this. And I scoured these posts, you guys, and I went through and through and through. And these are a couple that I pulled out, and then we'll notice a trend inside these quotes here. One person posted, "Are you saying posing nude is okay and breastfeeding is indecent? The good has come bad, and bad has become good. This is pathetic." So you can be on the cover of a magazine with no clothes on and simply a towel covering your manhood, or for the women, turned sideways with hair covering their breasts, and that's fine. But you can't have, well, I get her point. The only unfortunate part is the person on the cover of the magazine couldn't exactly go inside the, you know, inside of the establishment doing that. And I think that might be their argument is being in an establishment. Just playing devil's advocate there. Anyhow, another person wrote, "Why are Americans so immature about this? So long as it's discreet, it's not affecting anyone. If you're so offended, look away. There's nothing sexual about it. Yet there seems to be this fourth grade mentality about boobies when it comes to breastfeeding. It's about the hungry child." Another person posted, "Comments like those ones quoted in stories are exactly why Sesame Street needs to show breastfeeding as a normal way to feed a baby so the next generation is not prejudiced. I can't believe the word gross was used." And there was one of the persons who I didn't even pull his quote because it was just he didn't have much to say. He just posted that, "Oh, breastfeeding is gross." And it's kind of like, really? Like it's gross? Huh. And, you know, I mean, to think that animals, you know, kind of breastfeed their children regularly, you know, like just in nature, you know, it's no big old thing, yet we seem to have an issue with it. I don't know. Weird. And one more person put that, "God gave women breasts for the purpose of breastfeeding their children, not for people to ogle or stare at them, which is what the media has turned breasts into, eye candy." So, again, I read post after post in this blog, and only one person had a negative thought towards this topic, and the only point that he had was it was gross. And really, that just makes it ridiculous. You know, you don't have anything more to say other than that. But, yeah, you guys, if you guys have a thought on this, definitely give me a call, 718-664-6543, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this, okay? And I didn't even know that people were actually dealing with stuff like this. Yeah, didn't know. So anyhow, okay, so another interesting, let's see what I have here. So really quickly, you guys, the holiday season have come to an end, and Valentine's Day is definitely underway. So January seems to have some great deals out there. I mean, it seems like sometimes the deepest discounts don't arrive until after the holidays are way over. I mean, as I was preparing to do this story, I had to think, maybe they're right. Maybe the deals are after the holidays. Because I was recently at the Fox Hills Mall the other day, one of my favorite malls, and the deals inside of Forever 21 were awesome. H&M were awesome. I literally had to put stuff down because I wasn't there to shop. I mean, they even had aviator sunglasses for like $3. They had this great scarf that I wanted. It was only like $15. They had yellow tags everywhere for 50% off. They had one guy's rack that was buy one, get one free. I mean, I was like, you have to put it back, T. You can't grab all the stuff. You just finished shopping for the holidays. But I really wanted to. I even stepped foot into like an Urban Outfitters. And I think it was Urban Outfitters anyway. Anyhow, the store, everything in the store was 50% off. And they had a lot of great buys. I mean, the jackets and coats in there. Now, granted, being that I'm in California and in winter, we're having 80-degree weather, jackets and coats are more of a novelty or just a, you know, an accessory. Didn't really wear them very long. But anyhow, they were great, and I wanted to have them. Hold on a second. I'm a little thirsty. Hold on. Okay. So, like I said, I had to make myself leave everything alone. I did not purchase anything. I was quite proud of myself, but it was a major difficulty to leave all that stuff there. But on another note, I will say, with Valentine's Day being around the corner, everyone, this is your chance to clean up. I mean, here are a few deals that I did find out there that I wanted to go ahead and share with you guys, actually, because you might be wondering, okay, so you mentioned Fox Hills, but, I mean, what if I'm not out there where you are? Where else can I go? Well, let's go ahead and find out where else you can go. Where am I? Here we go. Let's see. So a few things. Let's see here. You have Okay, so you have a lot of women's wear is out there. That's not what I wanted to say. I was going to say Kmart. Kmart is a place you can get some great stuff. I know they have some fitness equipment that has really gone down in pricing. I mean, up to 40% off on fitness equipment. And with everyone doing the whole New Year's Eve resolution of losing weight and things, Kmart might be a place you want to check out to get some great buys. You know, you can get all kinds of platform things and whatnot. You know, the runners and all this stuff is marked down. I know they had a treadmill that was originally $600. It's marked down to like $350. Okay, so that's definitely a place you want to check out is for some great deals. It's a Kmart. Also, ladies, handbags at Macy's. Yeah, they're kind of down. The department store is offering up to 65% off of handbags and accessories. Everything from Nine West, Coach, DKNY, Jessica Simpson, and don't forget your Ralph Lauren. Of course, there's much, much more. But one of the best buys they had was, I think it was a handbag called the Poppy. It was available. They still had it. I think it was originally like, what it says here, $378. And now that leather bag is going for $264. So that's a great deal. And Macy's also is a wonderful place to shop if you guys looking for a spot to have from, you know, if you're more into casual stuff. There's a few edgy urban things in there, but if you're more more conservative, they're pretty good. But you can also find some cool pieces in there. I like the jeans, the men's jeans they have are always pretty good there. Anyhow, for those who love appliances, I would definitely recommend you check out Sears. The New Year's Eve appliance sale that Sears has includes dishwashers, refrigerators, washing machines, and dryers, which most of the things are marked down anywhere from 10 to 25%. One of the best buys was the Whirlpool Duo Front Load Washer. It originally retailed at, $1,400, and now it's being marked down to $12. So you say about, you know, $200 there. And, of course, every bit helps. $200 to $300 being saved is another coach bag. So it was a bunch of different things. They had swimwear, you guys, at Bloomingdale's is doing really well. Menswear at L.L. Bean. They have some great sales there at L.L. Bean, like up to 60% off on different men's things. I mentioned Bloomingdale's with their swimwear. Their 2012 line looks really nice, ladies. I'd recommend you can find some great designer swimwear there, marked down to about 50% or up to 50%. And also, we have kids' clothes. You can definitely check out J. Crew. Online shoppers, you know, y'all online shoppers, I'm a fan myself, get an extra 25% off of sale items when they put in the code shop now. Yeah, I just told you the code. So if you go to J. Crew, you can put in shop now at your checkout for that code, and you can get some things like 25% off. Okay, so that can be really cool there. And then I had a friend, so I had to mention this one because she mentioned that she was in love with makeup. And so I looked up Sephora, and they were having different limited edition pop of glam sets marked down to like $28, which were originally like $56. And apparently they include a rose gold eyeshadow. Yeah, I don't know what that stuff really means, but my friend said it was great, so I put it in there and told you guys about it after sharing with her that Sephora has some cool stuff. And also, David's Bridal, this is that time of the year. So many engagements going on. We're going to talk more about that later on. But, yeah, definitely check out David's Bridal because they have a lot of great stuff going on. Ladies are looking to get married. So, hey, might as well get started now. Also, one of my sisters, or my sisters and my mom, love to just go to David's Bridal and try on bridal gowns for the fun of it. So, hey, go have fun. What can I say? I mean, people, if you happen to have a little bit more spending change, I say the deals are out there and go for broke.
You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Hey, Brian, give me that bag, honey. Yeah, give me that. Is my sandwich in here?
Yeah, no.
Oh, hey, you guys. Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling at the Kicker Spot. I'm sorry. I hadn't eaten. They just got me a little sandwich, but I guess I can't exactly be munching all in folks' ear while we are on air here. Okay. Well, I thought I was going to have a little break, but not so much. That sandwich looks good, though. Mm-hmm. It does. No, don't worry about it. I'll just starve. It's fine. I mean, I'm used to not eating. No, don't worry about it. You don't have to do the show. I'll do it. No, I'm just joking, you guys. So anyhow, okay, so tonight's guest. Okay, so when I put the show together, we got everything ready for 2012, I was thinking, how do you bring in the new year? How do you bring in a new show? Well, of course, you have to party it up like it's 1999. Like it's 1999. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyhow, so last week we had a great hip-hop group on here, One Too Much, who are mad cool group of dudes who love to have fun. So if you missed that show, just check out T'Angelo.com and go to the Kick It Spot page, and you can see them there and check out that show. And there we had a mad amount of fun. So to keep the party going, we're going to have Emmy-nominated choreographer Shane Sparks here this evening. With dance being my first love, I had to bring someone to the show who understands what it's like to not be able to stand still. When a fresh beat comes on, you be moving and grooving and moving and grooving. You be moving and grooving and moving and grooving. You be moving. Oh, grooving. Oh, yeah. So anyhow, we will find out, how he reached his success in the industry, what he has been up to since he has not been working with America's Best Dance Crew, and also give other dancers a few tips on how to make it in the dance world. And, of course, everyone, you don't have to question, but, yes, we are going to find out what really happened with that whole sex trial charges thing. We're going to clear all that up tonight as well. So if you don't know, I'm the kind of person who likes to get down to the nitty-gritty. So we'll find out what's going on and hear it straight from him, so we'll clear all those allegations up. All right, you guys. So moreover, we will hear from Shane Sparks a little later in this show. And if you'd like to call in to chat it up with Shane, you are more than welcome to. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm D'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot.
The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, spot, spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Because, sorry.
The kicking spot, 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 the kicking spot.
What's going on? This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicking spot.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, whoop. So we have some key projects. What will T'Angelo be up to now? Well, first, I did make mention of the new website, www.tangelo.com. And this is a project that was in the works for quite some time. And I wanted everyone to enjoy the site and having some place to find me. And so it was a lot of work. I know for those entrepreneurs out there who will deal with building websites and your brand, some things that you think will take just a hop, a quick hop, skip, and a jump turn into being a whole full-out production. So that was the case. But now it's up and going. So I really would like you all to stop by, check out the pictures, the videos, what other shows are going on. Also, the guest book page. You can post a comment there. I always love to read your thoughts. And just enjoy it. Again, that's www.tangelo.com. Now, if you are knowing who will be on the show and upcoming shows, you can view the Kick It Spot page on T'Angelo.com, and you can find out what's coming up in the coming weeks. We will be talking to Teresa Price, the founder of the College Expo. That is coming up as well, so much, much more about that. And as a matter of fact, before I got it on my head, speaking of the College Expo, it's quickly approaching. For those Los Angelinians, how do we say that word? Los Angelinians, or Los Angeles, Los Angelos. Anyhow, for those in the Los Angeles area, if you are here, I'm going to be in town on January 28th. The College Expo will be at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and this will be an event that you will want to attend if you are looking to go to college or also need funding or just guidance or wondering what you want to do after high school. You don't have to be a senior to attend. This is kind of an event for anyone looking to go to college, okay? Now, if you happen not to be in the Los Angeles area, no worries, because the Expo will also visit Oakland, Ontario, New York, Atlanta, and D.C./Maryland. So for those, again, looking to attend college, this is a must-attend event. For more information, you can go to T'Angelo.com and click the events page, and you can go get more details on that. Also, on January 26th, I will be giving away 3 pair of tickets to any of the 6 cities the Expo visits. So if you are in any of the cities or going to attend any of them, you don't have to. You can give a call in. You don't have to worry about, well, I'm not going to be in L.A. Not a problem. I'm so excited that they allowed us to give out the tickets for all of their markets. So that's super exciting. And if you are going to be in the Los Angeles area, I want you to come out to the Expo. I will have a booth there. We'll also have a bunch of other fun things going on. We're going to try to get some celebrity friends out there. I'll definitely have a video crew so we can record some stuff and just make it a great day of things to do. So definitely stay tuned as I just continue to give out more and more details about that. I will also mention, I already mentioned that. So anyhow, now you may or may not be aware, but I always like to be doing the whole goal setting. I like to discuss goal setting and planning and all that stuff. So this year, my personal goal is to do it big for my 2012 birthday. So some of you may be aware that last year I took a 7-day long vacation, and inside that I took my first trip to New York by way of Memphis, Tennessee, and even stopped off in Missouri a little bit for a dinner date with one of my best friends. So New York was all things wonderful. If you've never been, go. For you who live there, awesome place. I fell in love with the subway. It's so convenient. So convenient. Anyhow, and oh, yeah, great people watching. I love the fashion in New York. You guys, Vegas is awesome if you've been there, but it does not surmount to New York. No. I love Vegas, too, but now I'm in love with New York. Anyhow, let me move on. I'm getting caught up. But this year, I have to up the ante. You know, I gotta bring it up big, take it up to another level. Jamaica, it is, by way of Carnival Cruise Line. Yeah, so I'm planning on just going ahead and pull some friends together and let's head it to Jamaica. Okay. Now I will share. I'm sharing this with you because I believe that we all work hard and we should play hard. Okay. I have a lot of friends I talk to like, wow, T, go on vacation again. I don't know how you do it. You know, I just have some bills and all this stuff. It's all about planning and goal setting. That's all. To make this trip happen, I have to do a lot of planning, budgeting, time. You set time frames and set, you know, goals for what I will and won't spend. And off we go. Bon voyage, right? So you will hear more about this. And I just feel that we should all make it a point to plan our vacations out. If it's not Jamaica, just make it, you know, Santa Barbara, whatever is near you. Something, you know, cool, calm, and collected. Even if it's a simple getaway, you need that for yourself. Because, again, if you work hard, you play hard. And like I said, you'll be hearing more about me and this planning of the event as the details unfold. Yeah? So, anyhow, we're going to take a quick moment here. But don't forget to stop by tangelo.com and view all the cool pictures. Also, please leave a comment on the guest book. I would love to hear your thoughts on the show. We'll be right back.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be, with my arms out.
I would never do nothing to let you cowards move my world up. If I was you, I would duck. I'd get struck like lightning by his cheek. Fighting with the lighters up, pointing skyward up. Had a dream, I was king. I woke up, still king. Fat king, nibbler's mind, was a milk king. Some of my ass even builds me till it kills me. I swear to God, I'll be the illest in this music. There is or there ever will be. Disagree, feel free. But from now on, I'm refusing to ever give up. Only thing I ever gave up, using no more excuses. Excuse me if my head is too big, but it's building. And pardon me if I'm a cocky, but you got to slick. I don't know how you flip your life around. Rockets, who you for the kids? Flip, you did opposite. You stay the same. The cock back with the still cocky. I love it when I tell him stop it, cause it wasn't that long ago when Marshall said, bust it back, bust it cause he couldn't cut it, bust it, muster up, nothing brain fuzzy cause he's buzzing, woke up from that buzz and now you wonder why he does it, how he does it, wasn't cause he had buzzes circle around his head, waiting for him to drop dead, was it, or was it cause I'm throwing him off, little hussy ass buzzes, guess it doesn't matter now, does it, what difference it make, what's it take, if you didn't do your 6 stars at this day, some people don't usually come back this way, one more place to was talk as I was in, you think it's in its place, now that these words be like a sweet play to a hater's been changed, and let it be known that from this day forward, I wanna just say thanks, cause your haters what gave me the strength, so let them race, cause I came at 5'9", but I feel like I'm 6'8".
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. Where we should be, with my arms.
sitting locked up to getting treated like funny to Patrick. And now I'm fantastic compared to a weed hop. And y'all just gossiping like on the radio and TV. See me, we fly. Y'all bugging out like Wendy Williams staring at a beehive. And how real is that? I remember signing my first deal, now I'm the second best. I can deal with that. Now Bruno can show his ass without the MTV Awards gag.
What to do, everybody? It's your boy, T. Angelo, and we are tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Yeah, yay. I'm over here munching on a burger. I told you guys I was hungry before that break, and so, of course, I stole that moment. Drop this in my mouth. Uh-oh. Because that didn't go so well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Whew. Oh. Goodness. Okay. Hi, we're back here on the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T. Angelo. I was trying to pick my little beginning part. Anyhow, okay. Oh, excuse me. Whew. Okay. So anyhow, they're laughing at me because I'm really over here choking you guys. I'm trying to pull it together to sound normal. Anyhow, okay. I'm back to work. I'm here. Okay. Shut up. Okay. We are about to... We're about to get into the Celebrity Hub, and it is here that we will learn what goes on in the world of Hollywood and celebrity news.
Ooh, the Celebrity Hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be true.
The Kicker Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Alrighty, you guys, so we are in the Celebrity Hub, brought to you by EOTMBlog.com. So the first story I wanted to start off with is something we covered last week. So an update will be the Cannon family. Yes, Nick Cannon is back at home with his family after his surgery. If you happen to recall last week, we talked about Nick Cannon having kidney failure problems while on a vacation in Colorado this holiday season. Well, Nick Cannon was released over the weekend to be with his family. Cannon's rep said in a statement, he is resting and recovering at home and would like to thank everyone who has expressed concern, well wishes, and prayers. Cannon's rep also added that the America's Got Talent host plans to return to his live morning radio broadcast, Rolling with Nick Cannon, on January 17th. The America's Got Talent host tweeted last Wednesday, he was leaving the hospital from Aspen, heading to Los Angeles. So thank you all for your love, prayers, and concerns. You know me, I'll be all right, Cannon said in his tweet. Cannon and Mariah Carey were, like I said, vacationing in Aspen with their twins, Monroe and Moroccan, when he fell ill last month. So we want to just go ahead and give a, you know, good hurrah. Y'all can't see. I'm doing an arm. I know they can't see me. Right. I'm doing a great little arm gesture that you guys can't see, but I'm giving him a hurrah. Okay, so we're giving him well wishes and, you know, hope him a speedy and healthy recovery.
Why are there poinsettias sitting on my desk? I just realized that. I mean, do you still have poinsettias this far out of the holiday season? I mean, is someone watering it? Because it's not dead. I just looked up and kind of realized there was this red plant sitting in front of me. Well, one of the leaves were falling off. So, oh, did you put that there? Oh, okay. Well, next time I'll prefer a different flower. Ask me about that and I'll let you know. No, that's fine. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. It was random. I know, right? Okay, anyhow. Okay, so the People's Choice Awards just took place, you guys. Did you catch it? Did you view it? Did you see it? The two People's Choice Awards 2012 was very cute. Not too over the top, but it was a nice little show. The stars came out to support the 2012 People's Choice Awards. We had everybody from Ellen DeGeneres, Morgan Freeman. You had Terrence Howard, our girl Betty White. Is it just me? Has Betty White kept herself relevant? I mean, she is always working. This girl doesn't have a problem finding a job. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, you'll see billboards of her around town. All I can say is my hat's off to Miss Betty White. I say do it till the wheels fall off. Move right along my list. I'm just saying. Y'all got to check Betty White. If you go IMBD her, her list of credits is ridiculous. I think her only job has been television, and she's probably been on the television since its conception. I mean, really? Someone needs to check it out. Google that for me, bro. Google that. Okay. Another people who attended, Miley Cyrus. If you checked out Miley, she was looking very chic, very grown up. I loved it. A long ponytail pulled back. She had a nice little man on her arm. She's looking very good. So go ahead for Miley Cyrus. We also had Neil Patrick Harris that was there. And also my girl, one of my favorite chicks in Hollywood these days, Emma Stone was there. She definitely took home an award with her. Emma Stone was the actress who did The Help. She was the girl who wrote the book in The Help. And she also did Easy A. If you guys get a chance to see Easy A, it's a funny flick. Real quick, basically, a girl becomes popular for being promiscuous, but she's not really having sex. She just kept pretending to have sex to help these guys who were nerds become cool. And it got all around school, and so she just accepted it as her new reputation. It was hilarious. Check it out, Easy A, starring Emma Stone. Anyhow, okay, out of all the attendees, a performer who really stood out and made her mark on the awards was Demi Lovato. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Am I pronouncing that right, Demi Lovato? Kissed her waterfall. Yeah? Okay. No one's saying anything to me, so I guess I'm saying it right. Anyhow, Demi happened to kiss her Waterford Crystal Trophy backstage at the awards show, which was held at the Nokia Center here at LA Live Wednesday in Los Angeles. And the 19-year-old entertainer beat out Beyonce, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and Rihanna and was named favorite pop star artist. Favorite pop artist. So big ups to you there. And if you guys get a chance, definitely go over to EOTM and check out the rest of the story because she had an awesome performance as well. But Demi went on to say, thank you guys so much for this award. It is amazing. The nominees that I was up against are people that I look up to and aspire to be one day. And I won this award because of my fans. So I dedicate this to you guys. I love you guys so much. Woo! I just wish I could give an acceptance speech. I wonder if they all days that corny when you first get them. Probably. Anyhow, congratulations, Demi. Big ups to that. Also, I want to go on record to say, you guys, she did a hell of a job with her performance. You can go to eltmblog.com and you can watch her performance there. And I will say she had a very powerful voice. And I didn't know who she was, actually. I don't follow her music or anything. So for me to watch you for the first time and not know your song and, you know, used to entertain me, you must be doing something right. So I would definitely say big ups to her for that one. So, yeah, moving right along. Yes, I had to sigh because there were so many interesting things posted in the blogs when it came to the naming of Blue Ivory Carter. Well, I'm going to talk about a different point of it. I'm going to talk about the more happier version, which is Blue Ivory Carter becomes the youngest ever on the Billboard records.
She is not even a week old, but Blue Ivy Carter is already making music history. Billboard says that thanks to her dad, Jay-Z, featuring her on his new song, Glory, Blue becomes the youngest person to ever appear on its charts. Jay-Z released the song about his firstborn child with wife Beyonce on Monday, and it immediately became a viral sensation. I don't know if you guys were in urban music or on Facebook. I don't think it was in urban. I think it was just period. It was everywhere. And the song, which credits B.I.C. featuring Sounds of Blues Cries at the end, which is an amazing song. And I had a friend of mine tell me, she checked it out on my Facebook, and she's like, T, I was in tears. It was such a beautiful and moving song. And the song's refrain, some of the lines from the song say things like, the most amazing feeling I ever, oh, stop, hold on. I want to quote Jay-Z. Let me put on my quoting voice one moment. It says, the most amazing feeling I feel. Words can't describe what I'm feeling for real. Maybe I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you. You, Glory. I was being deep. So we all snap our fingers right there. So anyhow, It was a great song. I checked it out, too, as soon as I had a chance, and I thought it was awesome. Now, the song will enter Billboard's charts next week at number 74. And I'll let you know that Blue was born on a Saturday, and her parents confirmed the birth on a Monday. So I absolutely love this song, and I think you guys should hear it. So we're going to take this moment and listen to Glory by Jay-Z.
Most amazing feeling I feel. Words can't describe it, the feeling was real. Maybe I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you. You. Glory. False alarms and false starts. All made better by the sound of your heart. Pain of the last time. I prayed so hard it was the last time. Your mama said it, you danced for her. Did you wiggle your hands for her? Glory, glory, glory. Sorry. Everything that I prayed for, God's gift, I wish I would have prayed more. God makes no mistakes, I made a few. Rough sledding here and there, but I made it through. I wreak havoc on the world. Get ready for part two. A younger, smarter, faster me. So a pinch of hope. My greatest creation was you. Your grandpa died of nigga failure. Then he died of liver failure. Deep down he was a good man. God damn, I can't deliver failure. Badass little hoe. 2 years old, shopping on Savile Row. Woo. Wicked ass little B. Hard not to spoil you, rotten looking like little me. The most beautiful thing in this world. Swaggers, but you was made in Paris. And mama woke up the next day and shot an album package. Last time the miscarriage was so tragic. We was afraid you disappeared, but nah, baby, you magic. So there you have it, shit happens. Make sure the plane you on is bigger than your carry-on baggage. Everybody goes through stuff. Life is a gift, Lord, open it up. You're a child of destiny. You're the child of my destiny. You're my child with a child from Destiny Child. That's a hell of a recipe. Recipe. Glory. 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 Sorry. Glory. Yeah. baby, I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you.
What'd you guys think? Definitely just give me a call at 718-664-6543. Big ups to our girl Beyonce and hubby Jay-Z for that. I know that when I personally get my record deal, I'm making a song for mama. So far, I think Boyz II Men is holding it down with their mama song, Dear Mama, that is. But I have to do one for my mama. It's going to be a party track so she can shake her rump. Everybody, let me see you shake your bum. And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do the stuff. Oh! You guys, I don't know why I break onto these random moments of song, but I just be feeling it. I do. It comes out my soul, out my spirit. Yuck, 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 yuck. Anyhow, okay, so let me get back to work. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not even focused on what we're talking about. I was really into that song, Glory. Some things I wanted to point out about the song that I didn't always catch. There's one part where he makes mention, like, of Aaliyah, I think, when he says, make sure your plane doesn't have too much baggage, as in, you know, don't kill yourself in life, you know, kind of pace yourself, be mindful, and he wants her to have a strong, healthy life. But in the beginning, what I'll say I did miss is he makes mention of Beyonce having a miscarriage. And I was like, wow, that's a deep mentioning, you know? They kind of don't really get that deep into their lives sometimes, and I think it's awesome. But, I think it's all kind of interesting. But we're actually going to take a moment here and pull in a caller. Let's go with – I have 2562s here. Well, let's start with 562-333, if we can do that one. I usually have their names, but we're moving kind of fast, so I can't pull up their names right now. Let's go ahead and take a caller. I'm game. Hello? Are we done yet? Hey, what's going on? Who am I talking with?
Hello?
Hello there. This is T. Angelo with the Kicker Spot. What's going on? I'm sorry? Uh-oh, I think we may have lost that one. Okay, well, we're going to try this again. Yeah, let's go ahead and go on to the next caller and see who we speak with. 213-448. 213-448. Good evening. This is your boy, T. Angelo, and you are on the Kicker Spot. What's up?
Hello. Hi, everybody.
who am I talking to?
This is Eddie, and I got a post on my Facebook from my friend Joe to listen in. He's the author of Young Men with a Plan, so shout out to Joe. You guys can find his book.
Yes,
so I was
definitely
just calling in, listen, and see what he was talking about, you know, trying to support my friend.
That's what's up. I am a mad Joe fan myself. I actually interviewed him about a year ago now.
That is so great. I'm glad that we both personally got to meet him in our lives. He's a great young
awesome.
Man, and, you know.
He is. I would say if you get a chance, you should go by tangelo.com, and you can check out our interview there. It's at the Black College Expo. He was the first person I interviewed. You can just see his spirit and his youth and his fun for life. It's great.
Yes. Yes.
Super.
And I'm glad that his message, you know, his message that he brings out to not only us adults, but to the kids, is that you can make it regardless of what environment that you are in at the time. There's a way to succeed. There's always a silver lining. That's it.
Well, that's what's up. Well, I was talking. Actually, me and Joe were, like, sitting here chatting on Facebook, so I'm hoping he calls in right now. Let's try to hit him up and say, I got the listeners already. He got to come on over.
Yeah.
So, well, definitely stick around.
And I would like to give a shout out to my best friend. Her name is Renee Gibbs. I love you, bitch. I'm sorry I can't be there in LA. I'm down here in cold ass Alaska, but I just want her to know if she's listening that a bitch do love you.
All right, good now. Well, that's what's
okay.
up. Well, thanks for the love. And keep listening so we can catch our boy Joe here in a minute, all right? All righty, that's what's up. Okay, let's go ahead and run another caller. Let's go. I think I have an 832-704. Hello there. This is Tienzo with the Kicker Spot. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm having such an awesome time.
Well, I just wanted to call in and give Joe support. I followed on his status, so I just wanted to call and, you know, just give him support and let him know that not only am I listening, my name is Sean, PV is also listening, and we're so proud of him.
Awesome. So where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Houston, Texas right now.
Okay, that's what's up, Houston. My mom was born in Texarkana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got some kind of roots over there. Also, so
but
now
yeah,
before
just,
you go,
yeah.
What is one of your favorite memories in regards to Joe?
I just remember like us being in church and everybody's like. He had this book coming out, and he was kind of shy about it. And I was like, no, this is what this dude is doing. And he's kind of like, you know, he was a really humble guy about it. And I was like, no, let him know what you're doing. Like, be
right.
proud. And so I worked for the newspaper. It was like, you need to come to the newspaper. This is something that, you know, the school needs to know that, like, because our school puts out a lot of rappers and stuff, but I was like, we have other people besides rappers who are doing big things, and I was just, yeah, I just remember him just kind of being really humble about it, and I like that about him.
That's what's that's he's still consistent. That's him to this day.
That's
well, wonderful.
Up.
Well, I would definitely say continue listening out. If I was telling the other listener that we did me and Joe got together and at the Black College Expo last year, and we had I interviewed him for that video. So if you go to tiangelo.com. And
mm-hmm.
go to the media section. You can check out he and I together as we interviewed there at the expo. He's telling me all about his book.
Okay,
so super cool.
All right.
Thanks for listening. And you continue listening. We're going to have Shane Sparks here in a minute, and we're going to have a blast.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, you guys, this is awesome fun. Much love, much love. I'm hoping I get my boy Joe to call in. I was trying to hit him on Facebook right now. So hopefully he gives us a call before my boy Shane gets here, who will be here momentarily, actually. But one more thing, Celebrity Hub, real quick, I forgot to mention. Real quick. Halle Berry is engaged. I thought that was news because she's beautiful and she's our girl Halle. This is her third time, and hopefully it will be the charm. Halle is engaged with Oliver Martinez, 46-year-old Martinez proposed over the holidays with a beautiful emerald and diamond ring. Berry, who has a 3-year-old daughter from her ex-boyfriend, Gabriel Arbery, I think it's pronounced. She was also married twice before, once to the singer Eric Benet, but they divorced back in like 2005, I think it was. So anyhow, she has, you know, found love again, and we want to wish her all the best. So good luck there, Halle. And I will say from LeBron James to Aretha Franklin, now we got Halle Berry. I told you guys that whole Valentine's thing is coming around, and now it seems that everybody is getting engaged. I mean, it must be the season. I must have to go ahead and just sing it again, huh? Love is in the air, and it's so beautiful.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm Tiangelo. I'm the host. The kicker spot.
When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one celebrity the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. The kicker spot. Kicker spot. Kicker spot. Kicker spot. The kicker spot. Kicker spot. Kicker spot. Kicker spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot. The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
The kick is spot.
What's going on? This is your boy Tiangelo, and you are chilling at the kick is spot.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo. Okay, so, Veronica, hun, can you look at my callers list and see if I have Joe there? He should be at 562. He's near, and I would love to speak with him, if that's possible. Thanks. Okay, let me see here. Okay, she's pulling that up for me. Joe, if you're listening. Oh, wonderful. I think we might have him. And that would be super awesome if we do. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh! What's up, my man?
Nothing much. I was listening in. I heard the people calling in. It was amazing how quick it happened. I put it up on Facebook and on my Twitter and on my website, and it was instantly, you know, people reacted. So that's good to see the support.
Your fan base is sick with it. I'm in love. So that's what's up. So we haven't talked in a little while now. Well, I'm watching your Facebook, of course, too. So with the books coming out and you signing autographs and all that jazz, what's going on? What's going on with you these days?
Yeah, it's an experience for me. I've been traveling and I just finished up the second tour. Been working with the NBA and NFL, pretty much going from city to city, state to state, signing books. And, you know, I was commenting on signing autographs, you know, me being a rising author from Long Beach, California, you know, still new when somebody asks you for your autograph. So, you know, that was a moment that I kind of took in, like, you really want my autograph, you know? So
right.
I'm still used to it. I'm still getting used to it, just trying to be real humble about it.
Yeah, it's definitely something to get used to. And, yeah, humility is best because you don't get caught up in it all. When it's all said and done, you're going home like everybody else.
Yep, exactly.
That's what's up. So the book is doing well. Now, that's A Man with a Plan is doing well. Is there another book out?
Actually, how we did, I just left a meeting today, A Young Man with a Plan, it was really successful, came out, and it had already been in the works to go ahead and extend. It's a series, so it's a five-part series. So,
okay.
Part two was just released in October, Barnes & Noble. So if you're listening and you want to read a good book about that's really motivational, go get that. Part two was just released. We have part three coming out in June, and then pretty much from there. And then we also got a film in the works. I don't want to give out too much information, but we got some great producers. I've met them today. And the film is just really exciting.
Okay. So does the film have any connection to the book series?
It does. The film will be based off the first and second book.
The first
and second book, it'll pretty much highlight those two books. And then if I'm lucky enough, I can get another film for the next couple of books, hopefully.
Right. Well, good luck. And so now I know you are a traveler, so you're always moving from one state to the other. Where are you now?
I'm actually back home for break. I'm enjoying time with the family. I'm back in L.A., so I mean, it's always a good feeling to be home, but I actually take off Sunday. I'm heading to Arizona, and then from Arizona, I'm heading to Texas, so two more stops.
And then back to school it is, huh?
Back to school it is, so just trying to keep up. The tour started in another 2 weeks, so I'm just trying to, you know, get prepared, do as much as I can before that with my leisure time.
And do when you're going on tour, what is the tour's purpose? What are you touring? What are you doing?
Pretty much we host not just book signings, but I also do a lot of motivational speaking. I go to different venues, locations, and events, and I speak, and then afterwards we'll host a big book signing. And it's pretty much all pertaining to my organization that was released named Planet. And Planet pretty much is my own organization that I created with the help of John Legend. And pretty much it's encouraging young adults to create alternative goals for the future. So I'm excited about this. It's turning out to be a really good turnout.
That is amazing. Now, with all that you have going on, what do you do for leisure? Where's playtime? Uh-oh, I think he might be a workaholic.
Playtime, we haven't went out in a long time, so but when I am at home, I will say when I'm at home with my family, you know, I find time. I'm still always working and I always have ideas, but, you know, I like to just go to the gym, amusement parks, you know, like I tell people, a lot of people say I'm a workaholic, I'm all about business, but at the end of the day, I'm a normal person just like everyone else, and I do things, movie theaters, amusement parks, dates, things like that.
That's what happens when you turn your passion and your love into work. They all kind of run in together where it's like you're working all the time, but I love what I do, so it's all fun. It's all fun. That's great. So you do motivational speaking, and I fear you do it with the youth a lot. What is a message or two that you share with the youth?
My biggest message that I share with the youth, and pretty much is highlighted through all my books, is that you never let life circumstances define who you are. And that's my message I try to get across. You do not have to become a product of your environment, is how I try to say it. Pretty much what I'm saying is just because I was raised in Compton, I was born here, doesn't mean I have to adapt to the lifestyle what goes on in Compton. So that's my message. I try to get them to think on an independent level, a level that pretty much outlines that you can be anything you want to be with hard work and dedication. So that's one message I preach pretty much during my motivational speaking. And it's actually getting to a couple of, you know, young adults out here.
That's what's going on. So you I think that's something true people have to understand is that you're not where you came from. You can start off at one extreme. And my people who are successful, their stories aren't always that perfect. My parents had everything to make me who I am today. So that's what's up.
You said it right. You are not where you come from. You can. I mean, there's always better. And then it just turns out to how bad do you want it. I always tell people, a lot of people email me and message me for advice on how to get to the next level. And the first question I ask them is, how bad do you want to get to the next level? Because nothing's going to be given to you on a silver platter. So I also try to get them to think in pretty much in regards to you still need hard work. I try to tell them hard work is going to be needed in whatever career path you choose. So pretty much, motivational speaking for me, I just try to touch all the bases to motivate them as a whole.
Okay, so now, what you do in motivational speaking and you do what you do, it kind of puts you on that platform as though, of course, you do no wrong or you don't have issues. What is a mistake that you have made that you now look back in retrospect figuring a better way you could have approached the situation?
That's a great question. Question until now. But, you know, like I said, I'm human and everyone makes mistakes. And if I can go back in time, it would probably be the process that I took to actually becoming a published author. It's so many other things that I could have done. I felt like that I didn't do the right way. I mean, it's nothing negative, but I just feel like it's something I could have done better after I look back at it. So I wouldn't say there's nothing negative that I can actually reflect on and say I would go back and change it. But I would just say I would take some different steps as to far as how I got to where I am now. You know, I probably could have been a lot further if I would have actually just took the time and listened to, you know, some people who are already in the business instead of trying to, you know, just go out and create my own off what I've known.
Right, right. And the reason that question kind of came up is because I was speaking with some youth before, and it's like, you know, T'Angelo, you guys always say do that and the other, but you guys seem to don't ever do any wrong. And it's like, you know, no, we do. We have – everyone has made mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy because I don't know why a lot of, like, young adults, they look at us and think just because we have this status or our name that, you know, we're perfect. And that's another thing I try to get. No one's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. And it's just how you handle your mistakes. Some people let it take them all the way down, and some people bounce back up from it. And I'm the type to just, you know, take it, deal with it, and learn from it, you know?
Right, yeah. So that's pretty cool there. Now, I may have asked you this before, but I'm going to raise it again. And it's kind of a question I always present to the entrepreneur, which is, personal life versus work life. How do you balance the two?
Whoa. I will say that, now, I had a question like this recently. I will say that it all comes down to time management. The reason I say that, balancing it, I think it's just prioritizing. That's exactly what I think it is, time management. It's many times that I will probably want to do something personally, like I want to go out or I want to go to, like, a basketball game or something like that. But if I know I have a deadline or something I have to meet, you know, I prioritize. And and that, then it goes back into what I said earlier. It's all how bad you want it. So that's time management and prioritizing is, you know, pretty much it.
Right, and I have to agree because I just know when you get caught up in,
you know, you don't want to be missing the nieces and nephews' birthdays and graduations and things, but at the same time, you might have events that you have to go to. It's that pendulum kind of rocking back and forth, like, where do I go, where do I go?
Exactly.
Pretty awesome. So now we have a new year, you know, 2012. Welcome over. You made it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you do the whole New Year's resolutions bit?
You know, this year, a lot of people ask me that, what was my New Year's resolution? I couldn't really come up with one, but I did say that if I had to make a New Year's resolution, the only one I would have is that I would want to be better than what I was in 2011. All the things that I've accomplished in 2011, I just want to be better. I don't have anything specific. I just want to be a better person. I want to accomplish more. I want to do more, you know? So that would probably be my only New Year's resolution.
Okay, okay. And then we kind of skimmed over your book, A Young Man with a Plan. I want to kind of backtrack for a second. And for a person, you know, who's just now hearing you right now and they're thinking, okay, he's a motivational speaker. Why am I buying his book? Answer that for me. Why am I buying your book? What's in it for me?
The reason that I would say to go get this book is because it tells a story of how life will throw obstacles at you each day. However, you have that choice to overcome those obstacles. Some people let it take them down, and some people use it to bounce back up and be stronger. But what the book shows is that, and I'm going to backtrack a little bit too, is that you never let life circumstances define who you are. And it ties those circumstances in with your dreams. Like, you can accomplish anything with hard work and dedication. And you see that in my book as you pretty much follow my story of how you see each day a new obstacle arises. But each day, you know, I overcome it in a different way. And it's just saying that you never give up. And that's why this book is so important, because at the end of the day, I think everyone needs that little motivational push. Some days everyone's not going to be on their A game. You know, every day, you know, you can't just wake up and say, well, I know I'm going to do this today. You know, some days you might be a little off. And I think this book is just that push that some young adults need, not just young adults, it's for anyone. The book is called A Young Man with a Plan, but anybody can have a plan. It don't matter your age, your race. I always say that. And I just think that's why this book is important, because it teaches you that you can be anything you want to be in life.
Right, right. Well, that's what's up, but that's definitely it. Well, I want to say thank you so much for this spare of the moment live interview with our boy Joe Anthony Rivers.
No problem. Thank you.
And before I let you go, where can I cop that book?
Barnes & Noble. Go up in there. Any Barnes & Noble in the country, around the country, go up in there and ask for A Young Man with a Plan. They'll help you out. Amazon. Just type it in Google. Pretty much any bookstore out here.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Joe. It was great speaking with you, and we'll get together soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, because now I came to your turf. You got to come to my turf and, you know, and see what I do behind the film over here. You got to see what I do behind the scenes. So now
hey,
you're
I'm on
video.
Set.
Okay, you got to come on set, and you got to come,
set.
You know, check me out.
That's, hey, let it be said, so let it be done.
All right, I'm looking for you.
That's what's up, Joe. You got it, my man. No problem. Thanks again, buddy. And everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will be talking to our boy, Shane Sparks. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot, Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
Welcome, everybody. You are currently tuned into the Ticket Spot. I'm your boy, T'Angelo. And we are gearing up to talk to the choreographer, Shane Sparks. Now, we're going to take a quick moment and hear a little soundbite from the reality competition series, So You Think You Can Dance. And this is a little music piece choreographed by Shane Sparks. So here, check this out.
Number 50.
Pay attention to the umbrellas. If they do that right, it's going to be a hot night. If they do that wrong, it's time for somebody to go home.
Dancing a hip-hop routine to Sexy Love by Neo. Ladies and gentlemen, Allison and Ivan.
He put those hands on the back.
I know you guys are here thinking, what's all that screaming about? I wish I could see the choreography. Hell, me too, but I already saw it. And let me let you know, it was fire. So we got our boy Shane Spots here, a native of Ohio. He began dancing when he was just a little lad, 11 years old, moved to Los Angeles, took it over by storms with shows like So You Think You Can Dance, Best Dance Crew. Don't forget the blockbuster You Got Served. Okay, you guys, I want to welcome our boy Shane Spots to the Kickin' Spot. What's up?
What's up, T? How you doing, sir?
I am turned up and turned on. How are you?
Hey, listen, why are you trying to make me cry?
Dude, because you be what doing you it. I'm giving you.
No, you don't understand. That's one of my favorite numbers that I choreographed, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I put so much, energy and time in my heart into each number that I do, man. So when I do that, when I see it and it comes to life on TV and I see the dancers pick it up and do it exactly
right,
the way that I want it, it's crazy, man. It's a trip. So that's one of my favorite numbers. And believe it or not, that was the first number that I did that was like a lyrical hip-hop, which I don't like to say, but it was like a slow song. And
right,
when you think you could dance, they didn't understand it. They was like, why are you using a slow song? And
right,
I was like,
right,
y'all don't understand. There's a whole other part of dance in the street world that y'all have no clue about. We dance to everything. And then I put that out there, and they gave me a standing ovation for that.
It was awesome. So funny that you can, with me being a fellow choreographer, I understand exactly how you feel. And actually going through your pieces and figuring out which one to use, what song to use, I chose this one because I felt most connected to the style that you use with the storytelling, because I always tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the intricacy, like the whole ka-ka-ka-ka-boom, ka-ka-ka-boom.
Yeah.
I was in love.
It's crazy, man, because they label me a hip-hop choreographer, but, man, I grew up, like you said, a dancer. I learned from seeing so many different people dance, being inspired by so many different styles. So when I choreograph, I don't choreograph like, oh, I'm about to go do a hip-hop number. I listen to the music.
I
see the two people that I have, and then I cater to their strengths and their weaknesses. You know what I mean? And then I choreograph accordingly. And that's why when you watch it, most of the numbers are so different. Like I go from Sexy Love to a Matrix piece, to like a Transformers piece, to my own version of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, when I had them all in the Smooth Criminal outfits and intricate little Michael Jackson piece. Like I just go from what I feel, wherever the music takes me, that's what I choreograph. But you know, I was in the hip hop quarter category, so that's what I, you know, and it's funny because like now when I watch the show, like everything is like in that lyrical hip-hop vibe, and it's cool and all, but what I miss is just straight, raw, hard-hitting, ghetto, street hip-hop, you know, like just bussing.
Yeah,
just people just
that Missy Elliott choreography.
Yeah, man, yeah, that's what I miss, man. So hopefully we bring it back to the next season.
All in due time. I think all in due time. It's funny because I actually had one of my questions was to ask you, would you remember the piece that I played? Like, I wonder if you remember this song because, you know, you
oh
do
my
so
God.
Much.
Yeah, no, no, no. That's when you know your heart's in it. As soon as I hear the first note, I already know. Like, when I hear those songs on the radio, man, what's the song by Neo? The one I did by Neo? I can't think of the title of the song. It was with the girl and the guy. They were sitting in a chair. I always forget that doggone
was,
title.
Was two chair? Oh wait, no, that's not the one. I haven't seen the entire show.
Yeah. But it's one. Oh, God, I can't think of the name. It's something about when you're mad, but it's not called when you're mad though.
No, that's Neo. When you're mad. When you're mad.
Yeah, that's Neo, but it's not that song.
Okay.
It'll come to me, but it was the one when I picked the girl up. When I had the dude pick up, it was Dietrich's, and he picked the girl up. It's spun her in a circle, and like on the climax of the song, and everybody went crazy over that. But it was routines like that that set the tone for like, oh, we hip hop is not always hard; it can be soft too. But I just
right.
didn't want them to get lost in it. I feel like they're getting kind of lost in it. Like that's just another side of it. But don't lose the rawness of it.
That's what's up. So we're going to take a turn here. I have to ask you another question as I was doing some work, looking, you know, researching you and learning more about you. What's up with the hats and the big sunglasses? I mean, do you have like a weird shaped head like Neo or something?
Hey, that's so funny. You need to look at my pictures. I have pictures without any hats on right now. And a lot of
like
people
three.
Are like, hey.
Like three.
Huh? Yeah, but like I just did a photo shoot yesterday. So you'll be seeing, if you go to my Twitter, I put one of the pictures up, and you'll see, like, it's nothing wrong with my head. It's just that, like, street dancers, listen. If you watch a lot of street dancers, especially if you go back, they all dress a certain way. And if you look at a locker, like me, I've been in this thing for so long, I can look at a person and tell almost the style they dance. Like, a locker wears certain type of things. Poppers wear certain things. Breakers wear certain things. It's like your armor, you know what I mean? And when I put my hat on, my jeans and my jacket and my collar popped up and my long sleeves, I'm in dance mode. I can't get – you're not going to see me dancing in a T-shirt and shorts. That's not going to happen. You know, I might be in there, but that's not going to happen. I'm in battle mode. Do you know I wore knee pads from the age of, like, 10 or 11 till I was like 20 because
I don't know, you don't know when it's going to go down. You know when it's going to go down.
I don't know. And a true dancer is feeling me right now. They're going to be like, I feel you, Shane. I wore dance gear almost everywhere I went. Even when I had to dress up, I had knee pads on because I knew there was going to be somebody there that wanted to go and I had to be ready for it. I wasn't going to get taken out because I wasn't ready. That's how we think.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, that cleared that up because I was like, he has this hat on. And then it almost seemed like you can't see because the hat be so low. I said, this must be a driving. This has to be something with driving safety hazard. I'm sure
it
has to have
this. It's all an illusion. It's just me. You know what I mean? It's just part of the gimmick.
Now, how did you get into dance? How did this all start?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, like, we all kind of messed around with it. But I remember it was one day when the movie Breaking came out in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we went to the Regal to watch it. It wasn't until we saw that movie that I really started to, like, love dance. Because I saw Poppin' Taco, he was by the name of Bruno in the movie, and his style was so cold to me that I literally learned it by just watching the movie. And I remember we had this thing called the Easter Ball. They don't know nothing about that in L.A. But in Cincinnati, we got this thing called the Easter Ball. So you get up, everybody put their little three-piece suits on, and you go there, and you see all your friends. And it was like you was going to church. So we went there, and I took everybody out. Everybody was like, Shane learned how to dance in one day. And it wasn't that I learned how to dance in one day. It's just I just finally let everybody see what I can do because I always danced. But it was just something I did when I was at home just messing around. But when I saw Poppin' Taco, he gave me a direction.
Okay.
And once he gave me a direction, that's when I just ran with it. And from that day on, I never, ever stopped. Like, never stopped. From talent shows to doing just dancing behind people. When artists would come to Cincinnati, my crews would just, you know, we would open up for them. And then once we started forming, like, dance crews, we would battle. Like, our weekends were made for battling. Just like they say, weekends were made for Mikolo. No,
right,
it was
right.
Battling in my world. And we would rehearse all week to go take another crew out. That's it. That's all we did. School,
so that's what people did before the PlayStation.
Oh, God. See, you know what's funny? We didn't have a lot of money, so we had Atari. and we had stuff like that. But I didn't play with it because it was kind of old, you know what I mean? But I had, but we didn't have money for the newer stuff, so I didn't have that. So I think my thing was just I would put on my chings. We used to have these leather bands with little circles on them that was metal, and when you hit really hard, they make this little chingling sound. So we didn't go nowhere without those chings. So I would put my chings on, I would put my jacket on, like I said, my belt, hat, my glasses, and I would go downstairs in the living room and I would just dance for hours, man, just to try to learn new stuff and just get better. Like, that's all I did.
That's funny. So, I would do the same thing in my mother's bathroom, and she would get mad because I'd be in the mirror in the bathroom for hours.
Yeah, man. It's like once you feel, it's like a release. It's like when people sing, you know what I mean? People sing and they have this great voice. When they sing, that's their release. That's why they love to do it so much. And you love to hear them because they put so much soul into it. That's how it is for dancing. Dancing is like a release for us.
Now, question, with you coming from more of an urban lifestyle, how did you get away with being a dancer? Because back then it seemed like was dance as accepted in the urban, you know, way of life?
Oh, my God, that's all we did. What's weird about it, like when I go back home to Cincinnati, it's not, that world is gone. Like, I've been talking to people, I'm like, dude, where's the dance world at? Like, if for some reason it was like God put me in the right place at the right time. When I was, I'm so serious, when I grew up, it was little teen clubs that was happening that we would go to. You know what I mean? And they always was out dancing, and that's all we did. And I don't remember that ever happening before I started doing it or after. And when I go home and I talk to people, it's like, dude, where's the dance world at? It's like, man, it ain't nothing like it was when y'all was here. Like, it was like Cincinnati was on fire for dancing. Every talent show we danced, every little competition, every show. Like, it was – I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people don't know, too. When I was growing up in Cincinnati, this convention came to Cincinnati. And this is how crazy hip-hop was. People didn't know about it. The convention had all these different categories, and they didn't have hip-hop in it. And we didn't call it hip-hop either. We were just calling it street dance. But they didn't have a category for me and my boy Chris. And we went in there. We just entered it. We paid the money. We entered it. And we won first place because we didn't have no competition. And they were, but the crazy part about it is they loved it. They was like, oh, my God, what is this style of dance? It was like, we just called it street dancing. And from there on,
it looked so intricate. And, you know, everybody else watching it like, I can't do that. So it must be difficult.
Yeah. They didn't get it, man, but little things like that. We was already setting the world on fire, and it was just weird to me. It's not weird, but it was just crazy how I came to Cincinnati and became who I became. I came to L.A. and became who I became, you know? It's still weird to me, man. Like, when I think about everything that I accomplished, it's still a trip to me because I know where I came from. I don't forget nothing, man.
So with that being said, today, what is your motivation?
Oh, my God, my motivation right now, because – the situation that I just went through with all that crazy stuff, my motivation right now is to do everything that I could possibly do to change the dance world, to make this world a better place for us. Like, I want to make the world good for everybody, but for us dancers, I just feel like we get the short end of the stick, man. Like, I've been doing it for so long, and I still see dancers running around here on every dance video, every TV show, and they still barely can afford their rent. And
you know, that's kind of why I had to back up on dance at one point, because I was like, I don't want, I mean, I love all the celebrity dancing, but I don't want you to come to a show and I happen to be there. Like, you go to see Usher and I happen to be there. No. Can you put my name on top of the building, please?
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? And it don't make no sense, because you can get I've seen this. You can see a female and she'll be like, I'm taking the acting classes. She goes and auditions for a show and she's making $13,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. She learns some lines, and then she goes in there and she says these lines that somebody taught her to say, and she gets all this money. But a dancer will go learn all this choreography. A choreographer will go create all this choreography, create the image for the dancer, create the whole scene for the movie, do all this stuff, and probably get a $5,000 check for two months of work.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense. So I'm trying to change that image. For us, I want us to be able to be respected like a basketball player and an actor and a doctor, because
we work
a lot
just
of work,
as
man. Hard.
Which is crazy. I said we work just as hard, which is crazy.
No, we work harder, man. I'm not going to even downplay it. We work harder, man. I've seen all the way from Hammer, man. I've seen these dancers work their butts off for these little checks, man, just be on TV. And then you see them 5 years later after whatever artist they were dancing with or whatever, that person's gone, and they're walking around here, like, teaching classes, making, what, $50 a week? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Come on,
it is kind of crazy, that whole starving
it's
dancing
crazy,
thing.
Crazy, man.
So you've mastered hip-hop. Is there any other genre of dance? Have you ever tried anything else?
Like I told you before, I didn't master hip-hop, man. I mastered dance.
Oh, okay. So we like you'll tap dance too. You don't mind a little tapping and a little.
I don't tap dance. I'm just saying, if you put me in a room where I have to learn it, I will learn it. If I have to do some choreography, if I have to do some choreography to have some tap in it, trust me, I'll do it. If I have to step, I'll step. If I have to do lyrical things, that's what I'm saying. When you if you watch Sexy Love and you watch that other one that I can't think of with that other Neo number, a lot of that stuff is lyrical type stuff. I didn't learn no lyrical. I just feel it.
Right, it's
I don't
just
know no lyrical choreography. I don't know technique. But if you put me in a room with some dancers, I would definitely show them something there and be like, oh, my God, you explained that song so well through your body, through your movement. You know, just
right,
because I might
right.
put a hit here, you know, a pop every now and then. They'd be like, oh, he's a hip-hop dancer. No, that's just what I feel at that moment. And to
so,
go back to it, go ahead.
No, I'm thinking, so you have all this movement, all this, inspiration, like inspirational movement, that's what it is. You hear something and you feel inspired to do. When you work with the different celebrities that you've worked with, how do you manage to get your expression onto their body?
It's all about the artist at the end of the day, and this is what I want to tell a lot of choreographers. This is like a little secret. You can't teach a dancer, you can't teach an artist choreography that only you do well. And a lot of choreographers get out there and they teach these artists what they do and only what they do, and the artists don't look as good as them. And it does nothing for the choreographer or the artist. You have to look at the artist. I always make an artist freestyle. I say, let me listen to your song. Okay, freestyle to the song. Let me see you move. The thing that they do the most, the things that they like, kind of like feel good doing,
naturally do.
I incorporate that into what they do, and I say, okay, so he likes to pop. Okay, so he likes to glide. Okay, so he likes to tut. Okay, so he likes to groove. So I cater to that. I'm not going to go get a guy who likes to groove and then show him a whole bunch of popping moves. I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? He has to evolve into that. Eventually, I would like to get him in a piece where he does a 4-8 count breakdown with the hottest dancers in America, and they all just ripping it. Look like Justin Bieber. I like that little boy. You know what I mean? Like, when he does his thing, I can tell he works really, really hard with what they give him, because he's literally dancing with some of the sickest dancers in L.A. I know them all. And when I see him up there dancing with Johnny and all these dancers, you know, I'm like, look at this boy go with them. You know what I mean? But that just comes from practicing them, training him, you know?
Right.
So you find a niche. You find his weaknesses. Like, okay, he can't do that, but he loves this. And then you choreograph, and then that's when you go get a hot artist, because now he's not thinking about counts. He's thinking about the move. He's just doing what he's supposed to do.
He's able to perfect
and
move forward. That's what, so now we've talked so much about dance. Let's take a left here. Outside of dance, what does Shane Sparks do?
Okay, well, a lot of people don't understand, but I came here into L.A. I actually moved here in a singing group. I came out here with five guys. We was like, we got signed to Giant Records. We did a movie. If you go watch the movie Class Act, my group is performing on stage with Pauly Shore. You've probably seen it and didn't even realize that was my group. But we did a lot of stuff.
Hold on,
out here
I
want to
Google this right now. What is this called?
It's called Class Act with Kid and Play.
Okay. Wait, no. Class Act, that's my movie. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
no, I know all the Class Act. Wait a minute. What thing you in?
Towards the end at the high school, there's a group that comes on. They're singing a song called Body. And that was one of our songs. We were in yellow shirts and black pants.
I'm so going to go back. I love Class Act. Work that body. Work that body. Class Act. Because my girl Siobhan told Shaniqua, told Renee that she's got it going on.
That's right.
Blaine Brown. See, you done got me started. Shane. That is my movie.
Yeah, no, for real. So that's I was doing that. You know what I mean? That's what I was out here doing when I first moved out, because we danced forever. But in Cincinnati, we had to find another avenue to get out of there. So we formed a group with another group that was singers, and we were dancers. And we formed this hot R&B singing dance group, and it was really sick. And we came out here and did our thing. But
I can't believe you pulled up
our
snacks.
Yeah. So, but to get to what you were asking me, I produce and I write a lot of music. Like, I got a lot of stuff going on over here in my house that I do. And I'm writing scripts. I'm getting some more shows together. I got a dance show that we're working on that's going to murder the industry. I just hope they are ready. And I can't really talk about it too much because I don't want nobody to try to bite it, man. But
I understand. So, I'm going to come to the house on Saturday. We'll just sit down and have a cup of coffee, and you tell me all about it. I'm ready. Veronica, clear my schedule, honey, for Sunday. Okay, well, Matt, end it at 3 o'clock. I'll be done at 3 o'clock. She said, 3 o'clock? Okay, I can be ready at 3 o'clock if you're available on Sunday. Okay. So we're going to take another left here because, of course, you know we're going to have to discuss the whole trial, sex trial scandal thingy that you went through. Everyone wants to know what the hell you have to say about it. Okay. Now, after the whole ordeal, you released a statement. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read a little blurb from your statement. And you can quote, you can tell me if I'm wrong or what I said, but I'm sure this is what they said you wrote. In the statement, you went on to say that you wanted to your peers, dance industry, and fans, you know, I hate, you know, all this went down. Oops, my bad. Okay. A few years in your life, you have been encountering a lot of difficulties while being unable to freely speak and share your side of the story. The truth of the matter is that when you were in your early 20s, over 17 years ago, you started seeing a young lady who you thought at the time was of age and had a physical relationship with her. This young lady's mother was fully aware. She knew that her daughter and you were dating one another and was consented in the relationship. A few years later now, there's a big old issue. And you have been publicly humiliated since then. It's been issue after issue, punishment. You had to do, some counseling, like all sorts of things. Wow.
Imagine being just normal, working your butt off, taking care of your family, just doing what you love to do. Yeah, and then that happens, and all of a sudden you treat it like a criminal. You know what I mean? You're feeling like, yeah, they looking at you like, everybody's looking at you like, really? You know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, it's a lot of things that I want to say, but there's a time and place for me to say, you know, a lot of stuff that I want to. But I'll tell you this, man. What I want to say to the world, anybody that's in the entertainment business, be careful of the people you bring into your life.
Right.
You never know what the agenda is. They will come to you and they will act so cool to you, man, and be your best friend, and they will have a hidden agenda that will blow your mind, and they'll wait. And they'll wait. And it goes back to the girls and the guys that do videotapes and don't think that stuff is going to come out because they don't know if they're going to be famous or not. And
all of a sudden
they get famous, and all of a sudden that tape comes out, and it's the one that they love the most. It's the one they treat it like a queen or a king, and end up putting them out like that. You know what I mean? It's crazy,
right,
man. When it comes to money, people, it's crazy. And you know, it's so much that I want to say, but you know,
right?
I know there's something you can't.
I'm gonna ask a few questions, and you do what you can, because there's a few things I know people be questioning. And the first thought that comes across someone's mind is, how did you not know?
Okay. See, I'm going to try to say what I can't say without being too crazy. I worked at a dance studio called the Millennium, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Millennium now, but it was called More Atlantis at the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you work at the front desk, you have to be a certain age. If you go there right now, you have to be at least 18 or over to work at the front desk. I teach class every Monday and Wednesday, even when I was there. I go in, do my thing, and come out. If a person comes to take my class or we speak, you know, during that time, that's what's up. We cool. If I start talking to you and you work behind the desk, I'm assuming that you're of age and you're supposed to be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how it all got started. I was cool with her. She was cool with me. I saw them all the time in class, knew her mother, you know. It was just cool, and it just evolved.
Everything was gravy.
You know? Yeah, it just evolved into something that, you know, that was cool at the time. And
now,
you know, come to find out that, you know.
Not so much. So, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, but the issue was arrived by who? Was it the mother or the girl or some watcher by? Can you say?
What do you mean?
Like, who had the issue? Someone had to have a problem. Who went to the, you know, the authorities, whatever, and said there's a problem here?
Oh, well, you know what? From what I hear is it was a psychiatrist. You know, they were, like, conversing about life or whatever. I'm not sure. And
so just an outside person.
And I think she just went into detail when she was younger. And when she started talking about it, it's one of those things where if you talk to a psychiatrist about anything like that, they have to report it.
Right, exactly.
And then
yeah.
I think it went from that to just over the top, you know what I mean? It was almost like, well, you know. So, I mean, you know, like, but I'm not going to talk bad about the situation, about her. I'm not going to do that. I just want to be past it. I want to move on. It slowed me down a little bit, but it definitely did not stop me. I'm just as creative. I'm just as motivated. I'm happy and I'm healthy and my family is okay.
That's
and the fans, so many fans stayed behind me, man. You wouldn't believe it. When I put my statement out, it was one of the best days of my life because the feedback was incredible from all over the world, man. People was just hitting me up and hitting me up. And it was the best thing in the world because I went almost 2 years without hearing anything from anybody. You know what I mean? And
wow.
Sticking behind me and still support me was beautiful. And I'm not going to let them down. I'm never, ever going to let anybody down that looks up to me because, dude, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do none of that crazy stuff. I just work my butt off. I know the gift I have, and I'm blessed to have it, and I would never take advantage of it. And I'm going to use it to my ability to change the world, to take care of myself and my family. That's all I'm here for. So they would never have to do this ever again. But they had to stop me. I'm going to tell you this real quick, T. The industry has to stop people like me, though, just to go into a whole other world. They have to slow people like me down because, man, people like me, we got a lot to say. We touch lives, man. We change
right,
people's
right.
lives. And when you're on that train, say again.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. And when you're on that train, people that don't like that, they got to stop you. They got to stop you, but you can't stop the truth.
And in following this, I can't even imagine. I'm hoping that you didn't go to the blogs to read what they had to say. But I was trying to pull some of the positive comments and some of the negative comments to see what people's thoughts were. Mm-hmm. Where were people on it? And you literally, and a lot of celebrities tell you, don't worry about reading the internet because it's horrible. And it is the absolute, like, you're not a person. Shane Sparks is not a person. You would be better off being a piece of paint on the wall who couldn't hear the way these people talk about you.
Right.
I don't know. So how did you manage to function? I mean, through the course of the day, from moving on day to day, did it knock you off for a second, or how did you process?
It definitely threw me for a loop. But I didn't read a lot of the stuff, man, because I know that these people were misinformed. I know that for a fact. I'm the type of person that, like, if I do something wrong, I'll pay for it. If I didn't do nothing wrong, I'm not worried about it. You know, I knew they were misinformed. The media was just putting what they wanted to put out there. Like, when it was all said and done, I did not get one media statement coming out of them saying, oh, my God, he had 8 counts. All of them got dropped except for one, unforced sex with a minor. You know what I mean? Nobody once ever came out and said that. 17 years ago, it was 15 years ago, now 17 because it's been a couple years now, but it was 15 years ago. Why was she, you know what I mean? I never got that from the media, and it's crazy, but as soon as it happened, it was so quick to kill me. So,
well, you were on the hottest dance show on television, and bad news, apparently. That's what it is.
Definitely. And but the people who wrote anything negative about me, trust me, I will have a time where I can change their minds about me because most of the people that said negative stuff about me don't know me. They just, it's just the world. They don't know me. All they know is TV. Oh, yeah, we should have known, that's all they know. But at the end of the day, the truth will be told and they will get it.
Was your family supportive and understanding?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's it. That's all I had. I talk to my mother every day, man. My sisters every day.
That's so
I have my
that's
friends out here. Yeah, the real people were still right there in my corner. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about people, and I learned a lot about this industry. No matter how much they love you, as soon as they get an opportunity, they will smash you.
It's a business. It's all a business.
Yeah.
So now, should we look forward to you going back to the show, or what's up with that?
That's a good question. I'm in the process of trying to figure things out right now. because, I understand, where they stand, Actually, So You Think You Could Dance, they kept in touch with me the whole time. They were, they supporting me. ABDC, they supported me the whole time. I talked to them. They all supported me. But there's still a few things that I have to get cleared up personally in this whole situation before I could think about doing those shows again. But I'm in the process of doing something so much hotter, though. So
are you still teaching at the studio?
I haven't went back to Millennium yet, but I will be going back. I'm actually opening up a studio in Pasadena called Synthesis, which is a studio I used to teach at years ago. And we just opened up a new location on Colorado and Playhouse in Pasadena. So, and I think our grand opening is this Saturday. So I'm excited about that, and I'll be teaching classes there, just getting back. But I've been, you know, the past couple months, the past year, I've been working a lot. I've been working with artists, choreographing videos, choreographing shows. You know, I've done a lot of stuff that people don't know about, but, you know, they'll see the fruits. I got an artist right now that's got a single coming out with Tyga on it. Her name is Eva, and the song is Fire. You know,
okay.
So we're doing our thing now.
So then you're going to have to make sure she swings by the kicker spot and chill out a bit.
Oh, definitely. I'll set it up where y'all can talk.
For sure. So now, as we're winding this to a close, I feel so much more informed now. Yeah. So now we have the studio coming up on Saturday. We have this reality series you're working on. You're about to kick open the door with new dance stuff.
And I got a new movie that's about to destroy. Like, everything that I do, I'm telling you, when You Got Served came out, I was telling everybody the movie's about to come out and change the game. They didn't understand. It changed the game. When I was about to do ABDC, I was like, this is about to be a show about crews. That's going to be sick. It's going to be strictly hip-hop. It was like, really? Better than So You Think You Dance? Watch. It came out and murdered everything. So You Think You Dance. I was like, I'm about to do this show, blah, blah, blah. Really? Da-da-da. It came out. Two hottest shows on TV, So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, hottest dance movie, You Got Served. Then I'm in the process of doing the next movie that's going to change the game, that's going to put everything to shame. Just mark my word, okay?
Okay, so I have another question we're going to hold for a moment. I actually have a caller here who would like to actually speak with you and say what's up. So let's go ahead and take one caller there. What's going on? It's your boy T'Angelo sitting here with Shane Sparks. You're on the kicker spot. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kristen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening, Kristen. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm having the best day of my life, T'Angelo. You don't even understand. I am at home in my room with my sister, and we're listening to Shane Sparks. And I just want to tell you, Shane, I see you. I see you. Okay? Know how I see you. Season 2, Benji and Danielle. First episode, dance too much booty in the pants? What? It changed my life. You changed my life is what you
really?
Did. It changed my life. And I just want to say that I'm so glad that I have this opportunity to let you know that, because that's all I've ever wanted to do.
Hey, you don't know how much I appreciate that. I really, really, really do. You know, it's been crazy. You know what I mean? I haven't had any contact with anybody that, you know, that, like fans, for instance.
We appreciate your
work. That ain't talking, you know, crazy. And so I really appreciate that. And this is just the beginning of the best years of my life. And I hope I can do some more stuff that makes you happy and change your world.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Quick.
You make me happy. You really do. Your choreography, your artistry, the fact that you are an amazing visionary. Like, I see the craft. I am a ridiculous dummy fan of So You Think You Dance and ABDC.
I want to ask you a question, Kristen, because with that being said, with the dance we're trying to figure out, Shane, who performed the dance that we're trying to remember?
Benji
what,
and Danielle?
No. Shane was trying to remember one of the Neo songs he choreographed to.
Do you remember the song I did? They was in a chair.
With Ivan?
No, it was Dietrix. Dietrix and Sabra.
Dietrix and Sabra. And that's the year Sabra won. Okay. And
yeah.
You said you had what prop?
It was. Yes. Do you remember what song? They were sitting in chairs, and it's a Neo song.
Was it Sexy Love? Sexy Love?
No,
that was
Sexy
Ivan.
Love. That was Ivan. I don't know why I can never
remember.
Was
it Stay? Was it a slow Neo song? Oh,
it was slow, it was a mid-tempo.
She's pretty good. Yeah, she'd be on most of them. She'd be knowing all of them.
Oh.
That's crazy. I can't think of that doggone song because I love it. It started off like, hold on. It's coming to, hold on. What song is that?
Hold on. Oh, you sure did quiz the hell out that song.
Yeah, what song is that?
S-H-A-N-E, Sparks. Okay, S-H-A. I can't even type. I can't type this in. I'm too excited now. I remember that.
Yeah.
I can't think of the Neo song.
Make it work.
Yes.
We got to make it work.
Ding, ding, ding.
There
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
we got to make it work.
Yeah.
Literally my favorite
routine
on the show. That's my favorite.
And I love Dietrich. Ooh.
Yeah, that's my boy.
do you know, hip hop has not been the same, and I am not trying to bad talk anybody. I love Nappy Tap, you know. I love Chris Scott, you know. I love it all, but there's a Shane Sparks kind of twang that is missing.
This piece was the bestest. I love the Kango hat. This was the piece. I'm about to watch it in mute right now. Yes.
Yes. Post that
Kristen, yeah,
shit.
I understand.
Yes, I'm so excited. Like I'm at peace. Like today is good because you are really changing the world. You're making it colorful. You know, those shows and watching those dance pieces bring me back alive. Like I look at it and I feel it. You know, and I need that at the end of my day. You know.
Yes, it's so crazy because dance is involved in everything that we do. It's always we have a dance in the background or in the front. But yes, it's the least respected, and it just blows my mind how you can see TV show after TV show and these kids making all this money, but they're being told.
I'm telling you, dancing changes lives and heals. Like I know for sure. I work at the Boys and Girls Club in East LA, okay? And let me tell you, I'm a black woman, and it was hard for the kids to connect to me. But if I put on a Beyonce album and I shuffle step a couple of times for 20 minutes with a couple of kids, they like me, you know?
Yep.
I'm cool, you know? So it's just like it brings people together. Some of these kids can't even speak English, but they know how to do the Cupid shuffle, you know?
Yes.
So,
Well, Kristen Dahl, thank you so much for helping us figure out this song and calling in. We do truly appreciate that. And continue listening in, you know, check out tianglo.com where we will be having this show posted so you can listen to it again. Also, Shane and I will be getting together doing a photo shoot here so you can check out some pictures of he and I being fly. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
God bless. All right.
God bless you.
Okie dokie, that was pretty awesome, Shane. So, yes, this is one of my probably favorite pieces as well for hip-hop. I do clearly remember seeing this, and I have a friend who loves the show, and I don't get to watch television, and she would have me come to the house, and she would just show me the pieces I needed to see, and this was one of them.
Yeah. That's one of the ones, man.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. So, and to get out of the chair, you have the arm work, the snatch, because you choreographed like the way I danced, very fast and very kind of. Point, go. Okay, turn this off. Focus. Okay, turn this off. Turn this off. Okay, I don't post it to the Facebook. We are running out of time.
You still. Hey, before we go, I just wanted to thank Kristen for calling in. That really, really meant a lot to me. So, Kristen, thank you for appreciating my work, and hopefully I'll see you. Maybe we can meet in person, and you know what I mean? And
we'll have to talk to
like.
We'll see if we'll go down. We should go down to the Boys and Girls Club and surprise the kids. Like, hey, I'm T'Angelo.
No,
and they'll be like,
hey,
who?
That'd be dope.
And I said, oh, it's Shane Sparks. Yay!
You stupid.
Yeah, my name don't go that far just yet. Not in the kid arena.
It's all coming, though. It's all coming to you. It takes
all
time, but it's always going to come. Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, that's what's up, Shane. I have greatly enjoyed our time this evening. I'm just elated. And we'll just have to do this again. We'll have to get together and do a little 8-count or something. That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm. We definitely will. And it's going to be so many things that I'm going to be doing in the future. And I just want everybody to be just prepared. Accept me back into this crazy dance world because I'm only here to do good, to change kids' life and give them a direction. That's all I ever wanted to do, you know. So I will be seeing everybody soon, and hopefully I'll be teaching you to dance.
Well, that's what's up. Well, thank you again ever so much, Shane Sparks. And if you had to give dancers out there who are looking to get into the world of dance a word of advice, what would it be?
Oh, God. One of the things I tell every dancer before you come out here, this goes to the world, period. Know who you are before you get into anything, especially in the entertainment business, because your body, your soul, and your heart will be tested. I'm telling you, it will be tested so hard, and a lot of people fall for the okie doke. I just need y'all to know who you are, because when you know who you are, you won't fall for the dumb stuff. Be strong. Know what you want. Be firm. Know that you are the best thing in the world, and you're the greatest thing in the world, and you won't be walking around here feeling like, why did I do that? Why am I wearing that? Why did I do that video, and why did I take those pictures? You know what I mean? If you know who you are and you believe in yourself, you have patience. And that's the main thing. You have patience, because good things come to those who wait. And I hate to say that because it's corny, but it's so true. If you wait, your timing will come, man. Because if you're the truth, your time will come. That's all I have to say. Your time will come. So just know who you are and be patient.
And that's what's up. Until next time, Shane. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
What's going on? This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Well, everyone, this has just been a night of pure perfection. Everything has gone better than I could have planned, so we'll just thank God for doing what he does. To all the people at EOTM who helped T'Angelo be and sound like he does and do, thank you. To the Ronicas, to the Carlos, to the entire EOTM media staff on Facebook and tweets who really helped me get out there, you guys, I just want you to all know that I greatly appreciate you all. Thank you. Shane Sparks, a great interview. I had a blast hanging out with you. We'll get together to do the photo shoot. It'll be great. To the listeners, check out the images as they will be coming out here soon. To Joseph Anthony Rivers, the book author of A Young Man with a Plan, thank you for calling in on short notice. Literally, you guys were on Facebook chatting, and he just called in. Posted, fans called in. Magnificent. To my boy Buddha, hate that you aren't here tonight, but I hope all is well. We look forward to speaking with you again soon. You guys, just real quick, I'll just say check out tangelo.com. It's a lot of fun. I want you all to enjoy it, and it should be a blast. We will be here on Thursday night with the Kick It Spot doing what we do. And with me being in love with my theme song, I must say there's only one way to close this show. Of course. Until next time, live life to the fullest, and I'm out!
It's your boy, welcome to the Kick It Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, so that'll work. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.